Genesis chapter 31. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, "Jacob has taken everything that was our father's. He has gotten rich off what belonged to our father." Jacob saw that Laban's attitude toward him was not as favorable as before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field where his flocks were, and said to them, "I see your father's attitude is not as favorable to me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. Now you know that I have served your father with all my strength. Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God has not allowed him to harm me. If he said, 'The speckled will be your wages,' then all the flock bore speckled. And if he said, 'The striped will be your wages,' then the whole flock bore striped. In this way, God has taken away your father's livestock and given them to me. Once, at the time when the flock mated, I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream that the male goats that were mating with the flock were striped, speckled, and spotted. The angel of God said to me in a dream, 'Jacob,' and I answered, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Lift up your eyes and see all the male goats that are mating with the flocks are striped, speckled, and spotted. For I have seen all that Laban has done to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and made a vow to me. Get up now and get out of this land and return to the land of your birth.' Then Rachel and Leah said to him, 'Is there any portion or inheritance still left for us in our father's house? Are we not treated by him as foreigners? For he sold us and has used up the money he got for us. For all the riches which God has taken away from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatever God has said to you, do.' Then Jacob got up and put his sons and his wives on the camels, and he took away all his livestock and all his property that he had acquired in Paddan-Aram, and set out for the land of Canaan, where Isaac his father was. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole her father's household gods. Jacob outwitted Laban the Aramean by not telling him he was leaving. So he fled with all that he had. He got up and passed over the Euphrates River and headed for the hill country of Gilead. On the third day, Laban was told that Jacob had fled. So he gathered a group of his relatives with him and pursued after him 7 days until he caught up with him in the hill country of Gilead. Then God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream at night and said to him, 'Be careful that you do not speak to Jacob either good or bad.' Laban caught up with Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country, and Laban with his relatives camped in the hill country of Gilead. Then Laban accused Jacob, 'What have you done? You have deceived me and carried off my daughters as captives of war. Why did you flee secretly and trick me by not even telling me, so that I might have sent you away with joy and songs accompanied by tambourines and harps? Why did you not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Now what you did was foolish. It is in the power of my hand to harm you, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, "Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. Even though you needed to go because you longed to return to your father's house, but why did you steal my gods?" Then Jacob answered Laban, "Because I was afraid, for I thought, 'Lest you would take your daughters from me by force. But with whomever you find your gods, they shall not live. Before our relatives, point out what is yours and take it back.' Now Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the gods. So Laban went into Jacob's tent, and then into Leah's tent, and then into the tent of the two female servants, but he did not find them. After he went out of Leah's tent, he entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household gods and hid them in the camel's saddle, and sat on them. Laban thoroughly searched the tent, but did not find them. Then she said to her father, "Do not be angry, my lord. I cannot rise before you, for I am having my monthly period." Though he searched, he did not find the household gods. Then Jacob was angry and argued with Laban, "What is my offense? What is my sin that you have chased me down in hot pursuit? Now that you have thoroughly searched through all my stuff, what have you found in all the household goods? Set it here before your relatives and mine, that they may judge between us. For 20 years I have been with you. Your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried their young, nor have I eaten the rams of your flocks. That which was torn by beasts, I did not bring to you. I bear the loss of it myself. You made me pay for everything, whether it was stolen by day or night. This is what it was like. By day the heat consumed me, and at night it was the frost, and sleep fled from my eyes. For 20 years I have labored in your house. I served you 14 years for your 2 daughters, and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely even now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked you last night." Then Laban replied to Jacob, "These women are my daughters, and the children are my children, and the flocks are my flocks, and all that you see is mine. What can I do this day to these my daughters, or to their children whom they have borne? Now come, let us make a treaty, you and I, and let it be a witness between me and you." So Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. Then Jacob said to his relatives, "Gather stones." And they took stones and made a heap. Then they ate there beside the heap. And Laban called it Jegar Shahadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. Then Laban said, "This heap is a witness between me and you this day." That is why it was named Galeed. It was also called Mitzpah, for he said, "The Lord watch between me and you when we are out of one another's sight. If you mistreat my daughters, or if you take wives besides my daughters, though no one is with us, God is a witness between you and me." Then Laban said to Jacob, "Look at this heap and the pillar that I have set up between you and me. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass over this heap to harm you, and you will not pass over this heap and this pillar to harm me. The God of Abraham, and the God of Nahor, and the God of their father, judge between us." So Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice in the mountain, and called his relatives to eat bread. They ate bread and spent the night there in the hill country. Early the next morning, Laban got up, kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. Then Laban left and went back home.